Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Here's Shen. Leaves it. O'Reilly in. O'Reilly. Wrap around the backhand. They score! Bring out the Zamboni! The captain has launched the Blues back into a playoff spot. An overtime win for the Blues. Two big points.
Great call there from Chris Kerber over the weekend as the Blues win their third straight game. They pick up the victory in overtime. Ryan O'Reilly, that's the game winner, 3-2 over the Wild. Join us right now, as he does every single week here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN, is the head coach of your St. Louis Blues, Craig Ruby. Chief, how are you doing today?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, Chief. So, three wins in a row, which is a nice feeling, I'm sure, especially after having a tough go there for a while. But you can always tell as a team, and I'm sure you as the head coach, at some point you feel the team kind of coming out of it, and you're going to have some heartbreak at the same time as your team comes out of it. But did you sense that your team, that the Blues were coming out of it, just perfect timing to play Vegas the other night and then a couple of huge games against the Wild?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought we went into Colorado those two games and played some real good hockey against a real good team, obviously, and we didn't win the games, but, you know, I thought our team felt like they were getting back to the form that's needed to get wins. And, you know, we the games are right there, both of them, and we didn't get the wins and didn't do some things maybe properly at the right time or get enough goals. But I thought we were coming, you know, and, you know, things were starting to really change. I think some of our guys that were injured for a while and were out a long time, we're starting to find their groove a little bit and playing better.
Yeah, Chief, so I try to explain to these knuckleheads all the time that just because guys come back from injury doesn't mean they're going to be right in midseason form and be ready to go. So guys like Vladdy, Jaden Schwartz, unfortunately Robert Thomas was hitting his stride the other night, a little bit of a setback there. Colton Parayko now has got a few games under his belt. It takes some time for even the guys who are healthy to develop that chemistry again, right?
Oh, definitely. And just playing, I mean, Vladdy's missed almost 2 years of hockey, guys. So it's hard to come back and to perform at the level he's used to that quickly. I think it takes quite a bit of time. And Parayko's injury is not an easy one. It's hard for a big guy coming back. And, you know, with that injury, getting into full stride right away, and Schwartz, too. They're all been out a long time, and they're big players for our team. But I find that they're really starting to come around now, which is good.
Coach, we, of course, knew all that, but Jamie likes to feel good about himself when he's talking down to us. You know how he is, so we just let him roll.
Well, he's a former player, so he's gone through it himself.
Yeah, no,
that's
yes,
right,
absolutely.
Chief, thank you.
A little more inside information.
That's right.
Especially see,
the struggles.
Chief gets it. Always got our back. Chief's always got my back.
He certainly does. And Jamie and BT just knifed you there in the back.
Yeah, that's
when I've
okay.
had my own struggles on the mound, I can knife people.
Yeah, Coach. What else are you seeing from your team that maybe during this three-game winning streak, or like you said, dating back to even some of those losses when you felt like the team was kind of turning things around? What are you seeing specifically out of your team that maybe you weren't seeing early on in the losing streak?
Well, I think the goalies have really stepped up, to be honest with you, making big saves at the right time, and that's obviously important in winning games and getting on a winning streak. You need that, and you know I thought both of them did a real good job. With our D core, I think our D are really doing a good job defensively, but also getting involved in the offense a lot more. That's always been a big key for us offensively, is our D being active, scoring goals, and I'm starting to see more of that. So that's a big thing for us when you talk about scoring goals. We need that D core active, and we need them producing. And I find that they're coming now a little bit more than they were before.
Chief, you knew all the chatter leading up to the trade deadline. You guys end up standing pat. I remember trade deadlines in baseball. People get a little nervous, and then all of a sudden it passes, or the group is all together, and we go on a run. Do you feel that with your team? Like, all right, it's passed. No more rumors. Forget all that stuff. This is the group. Let's go make a run at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think our team, these guys really like each other. A lot of them have been together for quite a while, in their careers. So they enjoy it here. They like it here. They didn't want to go anywhere. And, they understand when your team's not quite doing as well as it's supposed to do, things could happen. So there's a sigh of relief there for sure, because, I couldn't name one player that would want it to leave this organization. I really couldn't. They all really want to play here. They like the city. They like the team. They like each other. So, that passed by, and I'm sure there's a lot of relief within the locker room.
All right, Chief. So you guys find yourselves in a playoff spot right now, and on a nightly basis, the teams are winning, teams are losing, and you're not sure. It's hard not to scoreboard watch. It's hard not to look at your schedule and look two or three games ahead. So you, as the head coach, how do you keep everybody focused for the in the moment? Because, as you know, if guys look too far left, too far right, they lose sight of what's right in front of them. So how do you handle that with the guys?
Yeah, I really talk about one game at a time. I really do. I just say, focus on this game. But if we, I told the guys about a week ago, I said, we handle our own situation here. We got a bunch of home games. I said, we get on a roll here at home, which we should. We haven't played well at home, but we're going to start playing well at home, which we have lately. I said, we handle our own stuff and worry about our own situation, we're going to be fine. And that's the truth of it all. I mean, we control our own destiny, to be honest with you. So our guys need to just, and I constantly tell them, focus on Colorado tomorrow. That's it. Let's worry about that game. And when that game's over, we'll worry about Arizona. We're going into Arizona, and then we'll take care of that game. But let's focus on Colorado tomorrow. We got to get some points out of this game. It's a big game. They're a great team. We all know that. We played them pretty well this year, to be honest with you. I know besides the one game where they blew us out the second game of the year, we played this team well. And we played this team well, historically over the last few years. So that's the only thing that as a coach I can really do is I can try to narrow their focus to just focus on what we're doing. Focus on the game you're playing, and don't worry about the next game. Just worry about the game you're playing.
It's a sound approach, no doubt about it. Chief, I need a little verification here. I don't know, Jamie very well. Jamie can spin a yarn, he can tell some tales, and I think that most of them are true. But I would like to know on one, maybe you were there, maybe you were around it. I'd like to find out here.
I was trying to figure out whether he was there or not.
Chief, were you there when Jamie Rivers here fought the mascot for Hershey, the Hershey Bear? Were you around for that, where he leveled the mascot?
No, I wasn't.
But
I
wish I would.
So, Chief, we're in the old Hershey barn, and they had that skinny-looking bear mascot that used to come on and skate around with the players before the period started, and he always would come out and grab his groin or bend over and try to moon us or something. And we were getting beat pretty good. And I said to the guys, I go, if the bear comes out again, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to hit him. And so, sure enough, the bear comes out. He stopped at center ice. I took a couple of crossovers, and I leveled the bear before the period started. And the bear's head went flying down into the boards, into the corner. And, of course, so the Hershey players, I remember Sean McCosh was on that team. He was the first one to come running over and fight me for hitting the bear. And then we had a full-on brawl before the puck even dropped for the third period, all because I hit the bear. I wasn't sure if you were on that team or not, because if you were on that team, I'm glad I ended up with Sean McCosh.
Yeah, no, I know Sean McCosh. I actually coached him a little bit there with the Phantoms. He's a little bit, he's quite a bit younger than me, so I would have been gone by then. But that's a good story. I like that.
Yeah, I think the bear deserved it, Chief.
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story about Soupy Campbell. I was coaching the Phantoms, and he was a player. he played for us a little bit that year, and he was kind of in and out of the lineup a little bit. You know, he was more at the end of his career, but he was still a pretty effective player for us with his shot, and he could score some goals. So we're at home, and we got, you know, we have a mascot there, the Phantom or whatever, that purple thing. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
Yeah, I saw it.
But anyway. So he'd come out, he'd always come up before the period and skate around and do some antics and things like that. So we're on the bench and the Phantom comes out there and he's got a hockey stick in his hand. And he's skating around and comes over to the bench, the opposition's bench, and he's pointing and he's shooting them all down on the bench and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, what is going on with this guy today? guess who it was? It was Soupy dressed up. He went out with the Phantom and when he come to the bench, he'd come through our bench and going down a hall, he took the head off and we were laughing. It was pretty funny, man.
Where would he even find the outfit, the costume?
Well, the Phantom guy that always dressed up, he went in the room there and he says, listen, I'm gonna put the suit on and go out and warm the game and do the thing.
That's great.
That's true. The mascot would always be like close, like one of the locker rooms, and you would usually walk by the guy getting ready, and so it was right there at his disposal.
Oh yeah. So he went in there and put the suit on and went out and did that. It was pretty funny.
We had Reed Lowe one time when he was in the minors. I got sent down for a couple games, and they had the ice cat there with the big, you know, the Worcester ice cat. And so Losey wasn't playing. He was scratched for the game. But I asked the trainer for Losey's jersey. And I put on Losey's jersey in warm-up and wore the big cat head out there for warm-up because I used to say Losey always had the huge buffalo head. So people thought it was actually Reed Lowe, but it was me.
That's good stuff. That's always fun when you do stuff like that. You know, I think it's great for the team, too. It's a few laughs. Good stuff.
Yeah, you can always tell when you're playing in the minors, you need a few laughs sometimes for those bus trips.
Oh, definitely.
All right, Chief. Sure. Look, we appreciate you coming on, as always. Love the stories. You guys got some huge games. We wish you nothing but the best. Team looks good, man. Take care of yourselves on the road and come back with a few W's.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.